Welcome to Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I'll be covering every studio song the band has recorded and every bonus track that I can find. Each week, we'll go over a new song from the beginning to where they are currently, and as they keep adding albums, I'll keep adding shows. Let the deep dive party begin.
In the magic garden, some were singing, some were dancing.
Happy New Year, and welcome to another episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. This is our first show of 2021, and I'm your host, Scott Haskin, here bringing you a band-endorsed, fan-based podcast, and we're going to dive into the final song on the Look at Yourself album today. It's called Why. There is no question mark after that the word in the title, so it's just Why. And there are two versions that we're going to go over, the full versions of today, because they're vastly different in mix, and there's some differences in the edit. The first version is actually on the extended edition of Look at Yourself, and that is listed as the Look at Yourself outtake version. The other version is actually on Demons and Wizards and is listed as the previously unreleased extended version, which is interesting because it's actually shorter. It has the whole beginning cut out that the original album track that didn't make it to the album had. So what we have is we have an unreleased album track and a previously unreleased extended version of a previously unreleased album track. Kind of weird. This is kind of a bittersweet thing, though, because we see that this is the last song that Paul Newton and Ian Clark are a part of in the band. We change the lineup again. They depart, and then we have Gary Thayne coming in and taking over bass, and we have Lee Kerslake coming in on drums, who was in the band for 30-some years with a little bit of a break there when he went to go do some other stuff and came back. It's always sad when you know good members leave a band, but at the same time, it did happen. It's part of history. We just have to move on and deal with it. But I will say that especially Paul Newton really put his stamp on the band. As much as I like Gary Thayne's playing, I don't know his playing before Uriah Heep, so I don't know really what his style was. But certainly you feel that the groundwork that Paul Newton put down for the first three albums, I really feel like Gary kind of continued that along. So I don't know what it would have been like if Gary had been in the band without Paul being in it prior. But I will say that I certainly think that Paul put a stamp on the band's future and the way that that they would write music, because his bass lines were so good in these songs. Very adventurous, very off of the standard, and really made the bass an important instrument instead of just something that held up the low end. And I think Gary Thayne really continued that on when he joined. So it's sad to see, but it's also some good stuff because we get some good members in here as well that will be a part of the lineup for a while and enhance the career. Demons and Wizards was a very popular album, and I have to wonder how much success it would have had all the groundwork for especially Look at Yourself and Salisbury not been laid in advance of it. So you know, there's no way to tell ever, but that's just something that I always find interesting. So real quick, before we get into the song, I just want to remind everybody where you can find us. I mean, obviously you found us if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, but there are other avenues that may also be interesting to you. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/UriahHeepPodcast. You can find us on Twitter at Heep Podcast and Instagram at Uriah Heep Podcast. And those accounts are starting to grow nicely. I'm happy. And, you know, if you have anything for me, you can email me directly at UriahHeepPodcast@gmail.com. I answer that myself. Hopefully, I think I've caught up with all the emails so far. And I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. This is a bit of a crazy time of year, so responses may be a little slow, but I will get back to you. Also, thanks to everybody who's left ratings and reviews. Please continue to do that. It really helps the show. It helps other people find the show that might enjoy it like you do. I'm assuming that you do because you're listening, or maybe this is the first show that you've listened to. And if it is, you've picked a really weird track to start with. Speaking of really weird tracks to start with, let's get right into it. So here is the Look at Yourself outtake version of the song, Why.
Thank you.
Well, we're already almost a minute and 10 seconds into the song before we get to the vocals, and you're kind of getting a feeling for where it's going to go, at least for now. We all know that Uriah Heep very rarely just lets things sit without making some sort of dramatic change or series of changes at some point in a song, which is one of the things that I really love about their music. But, you know, here we've just got a nice little pulse set. We have a little bit of a chord structure to give us an idea of the feel of the song. But I like that little bass drum fill. And then the volume swells on the guitar are really nice, too. I don't really know. Like, I've tried to do those with my pinky finger, and it doesn't really work out for me. So I'm not exactly sure how that's played. Obviously, I've said before, I'm not much of a guitarist. But it does add a really nice feel to this. It's, you know, a little bit, I've always felt that that's kind of, I don't know if ethereal is the right word, but there's a word that is right for it. I just don't know what it is. Good thing I'm not a podcast host. So let's see what happens next. Well, I don't know about you, but I was ready for it to just kick in right there, and you kind of felt like it was going to with that drum fill, but it digressed, so that was a nice little tease. And I really loved those swells coming from the guitar, that sort of shimmery, you know, tremolo sound. We've heard it quite a bit, and it really works in this song too, but I've always loved that feeling. It just kind of, you know, it's a little bit different every time. It's not exactly the same, and it really has some life in it. You know, it really feels like it's not just a key being pressed. It feels like something that's being performed and played and is vital to the song. So good choice to put that in, I think. You know, it's kind of weird. It's almost like they forgot to unmute the vocal there. It's just a plain line. There's no solos. There's really nothing other than what they would have played behind the vocal through that last passage. So I kind of have to wonder if that wasn't just left on mute by mistake. It seems very strange to just have an open spot like that. Very not typical of Uriah Heep to do something like that. I mean, they've played support parts before, but certainly not an entire verse without some kind of other thing of interest going on. So I find that lack of thing of interest interesting. I told you about the jokes on this show already. We'll be right back. I don't know. It's nice to have the drums kick in and a little more guitar in there, but it feels like we're lacking something, like some spark of drive or magic. I'd like the song, but it just feels a little bit lackluster at this point to me. And of course, you know, we're only hitting the 4 minute mark, and it's 11 minutes and 18 seconds. So we've got a ways to go. But this is kind of a long passage to not have beefed it up a little bit by now, unless it was specifically, you know, like some of the other songs we've heard, where it's just meant to be, you know, a gentle carry you on through the song kind of thing. But now that we've got a beat in it, I don't feel like it's that anymore. But I just kind of feel like it's missing a little touch of something. I know it's missing some spice. All right. You know what? Maybe I've had a little too much eggnog. But the fact of the matter is that it really feels more like a framework, because this is so not typical of Uriah Heep to leave even one section that open, let alone two. So it's kind of like, you know, we're going to put some lyrics there. We don't have them yet, but let's just get the song recorded and we can add those later, or, you know, something along those lines is what it feels like to me. Because it's just not common for them to do that. I still, you know, while I was playing that last part, I was trying to think back of any time I could remember them leaving that kind of space open without some sort of solo. And other than a buildup in the beginning, I really can't think of anything. If you guys can, let me know. But nothing is coming to mind for me, at least not up through everything that I've reviewed so far. And that's, you know, three full albums. So this is definitely interesting. I definitely feel a lack of lyrics. And in the other version, I know that there are more lyrics, which really kind of just solidifies that possibility for me. And it would certainly be understandable when they were doing these sessions to say, you know what, I think we have something here, but it's not going to fit on this album and it's not done. Let's hang on to it, though. Maybe it's something that we can use in the future. And then, you know, tried it again while they were working on Demons and Wizards, or, you know, maybe they had done a couple of versions of it and shelved it for now. I'm not sure. But for that second take to come out on Demons and Wizards, it's kind of interesting. So I don't know. Maybe there's some more insight that I don't have on as to why all this came about. But that's kind of where I'm at with it. This is not really a finished song. This is really just a decently solid framework. So for those of you who didn't get the joke at the last break, Spice was the name of the band that Uriah Heep was before they became Uriah Heep. And if you're new to the Heep universe, you may not be aware of that. So that otherwise would have probably sounded like a ridiculous thing to say. It may have sounded like a ridiculous thing anyway, but certainly more ridiculous if you didn't understand the connection to the word Spice and the words Uriah Heep. So that's that. But I like this section. It's nice. We've got sort of a really experimental keyboard solo here. Nothing that shines too much. Just kind of, I feel like it was, you know, maybe feeling out what to play here, just giving it a run through, or you know, maybe, hey, what can I do differently during the verses? Nothing that really felt like a full-on solo. But I really like what the drums and bass are doing here, keeping it moving. Of course, the guitars, you know, continuing with that that really, you know, good, powerful sound, but not overshadowing. It's definitely unbalanced on the mix side, with the keyboards being as buried on the right as they are. The guitar is more powerful. And normally when the guitar is playing something more, you know, rhythmic and supporting, that would be turned down in the mix. And the keyboard should be a little bit louder so that they are the thing that you pay the most attention to. It's almost like you have to turn your head and guide it to the keyboard to be able to really pay attention to what it's doing. Kind of a weird section for sure. But I think that the more I hear, the more it solidifies my theory that this was really just a work in progress and wasn't ready to be recorded, you know, a final version and released at this point. Okay, so now we're getting somewhere. Now I feel like the song's kind of coming together. The guitars definitely feel like they've found a space in the song, maybe not what they're going to do finally, but really came, you know, out of the gate going, okay, I kind of know generally where I want to be. I feel that in the beginning of this last section, that end of the keyboard solo actually started to feel like, hey, I found my place, guys. Oh, I'm out of time. It's time for the guitar solo, which I found kind of funny. But apart from that, yeah, I feel like things are kicking up a little. The mix is definitely off balance for me. The drums are way too loud, a little too much reverb. But when you're mixing a demo, or, you know, just like a scratch version for people to listen to and learn from, you know, hey, I'm going to give you the scratch version so you can work on your solos, or you know, listen to this and see what it needs kind of thing. You're going to throw on some basic stuff to make the song feel rich and full, but you're not going to spend the full time mixing a song, you know, for 2 or 3 days like you would when you're doing it for an album release. So it's going to sound a little raw. It's going to sound a little off balance. I think the guitars are too loud compared to the keyboard, so you don't really get the full effect of what the keyboards are playing in the solo, whereas the guitar, you definitely can hear every note. And, you know, the drums are a little bit too loud, almost burying the bass guitar as well. So it's, it's tough, that part of it. But I really am liking the song. I think it definitely has a lot of potential here, and I'm curious to really listen to the full other version too. Okay, that was weird. You heard a stick click, and then the drums just kind of like faded out as they were going to the lower toms. It wasn't like a manual fade on a mixer. It was like he just kind of played really quiet all of a sudden or didn't know what to do. But again, you know, it's a scratch track. They're recording it so that they can, you know, hear it back, decide what they want to do, produce the song. And, you know, it's hard to do that without some sort of tangible version of it. So again, that's not official. That's just my thoughts on what's happening here. Certainly, you know, that stick click would have been edited out. The drums would have been, you know, that probably would have been redone and wouldn't have been released that way. So again, it just kind of furthers my my demo version theory. But I like it. It's kicked up. It sounds like David's working on the lyrics a little bit here, really kind of figuring out what he wants to do in the song, which would also still account for some of those blank verses. But I like it. I like where it's heading. So I feel like in this section, they're trying to maybe work out some ideas for harmonies or maybe even a different style of vocal line. But harmonies wouldn't surprise me. I see some really good ideas being put down here. And maybe, you know, that's like, hey, I'm going to put this down before I forget. And it gives the band, you know, the rest of the guys something to listen to see if that's a direction we want to go in. But definitely some cool ideas. I could see that. It's kind of a rather long passage that I think he's trying to fill the time for. But I love the feel of it. I love what the bass is doing there. I can hear it in little bits again in between the drums. And, you know, the music is just kind of carrying things along, leaving room for that missing vocal. But it wouldn't surprise me in a song this long that we would have some harmonies. That's pretty typical of Heap. And I could see this being the section where they would go. Pretty cool, actually. Man, that is some great drumming by Ian Clark there. I really like what he's playing. Love the work he's doing on the snare. A lot of those one-handed buzz rolls that he's playing throughout the song that I didn't mention earlier and meant to. But some really good drum stuff on this song. And, you know, aside from the fact of the volume balances, it really sounds good. It really does. I really feel like in the last minute and a half here, they really found the song, you know, not because they were playing more aggressively, but it just felt better. It felt like they were more together, more sure of themselves, what they were doing. And it's almost like I wish they would have said, okay, wait a minute, scratch that. Let's just re-record it right now while we've got this momentum and do it. But then, of course, they would have had to digress back to the gentler side of the song. And that, you know, might have lost it. But they were definitely more at home working on this particular recording in the last couple of minutes. Pretty cool song. And, you know, now that I think about it, okay, so here's the way that I do it. When I'm getting ready to start another album, like a week before I'm getting ready to jump on the next album, what I'll do is I'll take all the lyrics that I have and I will check each song and make sure that I have all the lyrics correctly. And there were all these extra lyrics and I'm listening to it going, where the hell are these other lyrics? And now it makes sense because at the time I was just listening to this. I didn't realize there was another version because I didn't think I had the Demons and Wizards CD yet. But yeah, so that's what happened. And I was listening to it going, okay, well, I don't know where all these lyrics are that are on the sheet, but they're not in the song, so I'm going to cut them out. So I think what I'm going to do, looking at the time here, we're coming up on 28 minutes. It's an over 11 minute song. I know the other version's a little shorter because they cut down the intro, but I think I'm just going to do that as a separate episode like I did with Salisbury so I can keep these episodes down, you know, around a half hour-ish or so, and there's no way I can squeeze that in the next minute. So I'll do that. I'll be back with the next one in the next episode, and then I'll have a separate set of lyrics on the website, and I think that'll just work out better. That'll be nice and clean and separated, and then you guys don't have to look at the clock and go, I don't have an hour to digest an episode, but I do have a half hour and I can listen to them individually as I have time. Of course, it's New Year's Day, so maybe you're just relaxing. I hope so. Thanks for joining me on this one. I will be back. Well, you'll probably already see it on your player. It should be listed as part two or part B, however it's going to say it, but it'll be very obvious. So anyway, thank you guys. We'll see you in the next one. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. If you have enjoyed this show, please consider going over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast outlet, leaving a rating or a review. Be sure to subscribe to make sure that you are notified when new episodes are available. Please be sure to share this podcast with your fellow Uriah Heep enthusiasts and anyone who you think would like Uriah Heep, which should be everyone. And if you are so inclined, please feel free to contribute to the Patreon account. And if you are not a Patreon subscriber, you can also pay through the PayPal link on the website listed in the show links below. I would also like to thank Uriah Heep for their very generous support of the show. And thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Happy days!